Of course.
And then, like, dry grass, because lava would dry out the grass. There's no moisture there. We would be dousing ourselves in lotion every day because there's no moisture in the air. Hello, and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today, we are still continuing our quest to figure out, via BuzzFeed quizzes, what this podcast is about, what exactly the vibe is. We want to find out, if this podcast were a person, what cookie would match its energy? And obviously, the only way to find that out is to design our future home or our future unhinged studio, perhaps, in order to find out. Yes. Thank you, Kiko72, community contributor, who wrote this quiz for us.
So what do we know so far? We know that unhinged is an earth sign.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we learn last time?
Unhinged is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right, as a cereal.
Yes.
And that's all we've learned so far.
Yeah.
So we have not collected nearly enough data.
No, not at all.
It's, you know, cookie time.
Of course. So the first question right out of the chute, and I like this because this is very... This is a little more, I guess, full picture than the other design your home and we'll figure out what your zodiac sign is. The first question is, where will your home be located? And it of course, has, eight photos? Yes, eight photos to choose from. There's a quaint little village with all these little terracotta roofed homes kind of spread out across this nice lush green valley. There's... I don't know what this is. it looks like a post-apocalyptic city with lava running through it. Yeah. Maybe? I truly can't
tell. It really does look like just lava.
Yeah.
Rock and lava.
Which, that can't be it entirely, but it must be. So I'm going to say that's what it is. Then we have just a typical, we have two typical suburban, not suburban, wow, we have two typical, like... high-rise cities with lots of concrete. One, I don't know what the difference between these two is. One just looks like a closer-up version of the other.
Yeah.
Then there's a seaside, cliffside town, village. There's a... What is that? Like a... What do you call this?
Like a villa, almost? Like, what is that?
Yeah, kind of like brick villas.
Super teeny tiny.
Like, looks like cobblestone. And then we have just what looks like the suburbs, but for some reason, it's mostly sky. And then another seaside, cliffside village thing. So I don't know. What do you think? For unhinged, what sort
for
of...
For unhinged.
Where would our home / studio be if we could choose
now,
it?
If we were talking me, it would be seaside town in a heartbeat. But we're not talking me.
Right,
we're talking unhinged. I don't know that it gets more unhinged than... You know, like lava.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking
just
as well.
Rocky crags, is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Full of lava.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I 100% agree with that.
You look at that image and you're like, what exactly am I looking at? And I feel like that's the experience we give with Unhinged. What am I listening to?
What exactly is going on here?
Are you serious? Are you, not.
Yeah. Are you serious? Are you...
My brain's functional. Clearly.
The other option?
Yeah. We don't know.
You'll have to wait around and find out now, won't you? Next question is, what will your home look like? Which, I don't know. Are we... Does it have to match the lava? Or can it just be a strange little something else in the middle of the lava?
I think we have to picture this being built in our lava town.
Gotcha.
You know?
That makes sense. Well, I can tell you right out of the chute, there are three out of the eight. There are three strange, modern, sculpture-looking houses that just make my skin crawl. I don't like modern architecture. I think it's not appealing at all. It doesn't look like a home. It looks like a Minecraft tutorial.
I don't mind it, but I don't think I'd choose it.
Yeah. And then there's... I appreciate that these ones, there's two of them especially, that they do a really good job of pointing out This is in the middle of nowhere. Look at all this land where people are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I kind of like that, even though if we are in the middle of Lava Town, it's kind of hard to do that. But I still think it could be done.
Oh, yeah. Just a desolate little lava plot of land.
And in that case...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I kind of am vaguely leaning toward that this one, which is just a basic white... It's got like three chimneys, you know, to vent the lava, of course.
Of course.
And then like dry grass, because lava would dry out the grass. There's no moisture there. We would be dousing ourselves in lotion every day because there's no moisture in the air.
Awful. That is exactly what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, cool.
Nailed it.
I'm glad we are on the same page, seeing as how, you know, we're going to unfortunately have to live here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It has a chimney per subscriber that we have.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you haven't subscribed, you should feel ashamed, called out, and click subscribe or download it if you're just listening.
Yes. Just listening.
Just listening. Ugh.
Just kidding. We appreciate.
To a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Just kidding. We appreciate each and every one of you and all of your support. And okay, thanks. Just my little disclaimer. Next question is, where will people hang out? I assume this is, hey, what's your living room going to look like? And
that I hate the first option.
Yeah.
It's just beige on beige on beige.
There's a lot of beige on beige on beige. This is kind of, that seems to be sort of a theme, I think, for the majority of modern design lately. It's just, it makes me sad. I don't like all of the beige. It's, let's get some color in here.
I'm only seeing one with like a blue wall. I guess is that one have a black wall? That one's pretty good too.
Yeah. I guess. So it looks like one of them has like a weird black panel next to a little yellow chair. But again, the wall is just this weird gray. Like I prefer the gray to the beige by far. Mm-hmm, but honestly, I agree with you. I like this nice kind of almost royal blue wall with the that looks like a comfy seating arrangement. It's a kind of circular couch.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but it's like tastefully odd, and it stands out, and I think that describes Unhinged.
Yeah, we are tastefully odd. I like that term.
Yes.
Choose your ideal kitchen. Again, with the white and beige. Friends, why?
I'm upset at the lack of food in these kitchens.
That is
because really I want to see what snacks I'll be finding in that kitchen. Mm. That's the primary concern.
That is a very good point, and I fully agree. I gotta say, out of all of them, I feel like, because again, I'm not gonna go through and describe every single one of these for those who are listening, because it's just beige. There's so much beige and white. But there are three exceptions. There's one that is, yes, white walls, very tall ceilings, but it's got some blue cabinets, which is kind of nice, and kind of like a blue wall over on one side, which could be the same blue wall as the living room, but honestly, they should be separate spaces. They don't all need to be open concept, in my personal opinion.
Agreed.
There's another, looks like brick, or kind of looks like white brick wall with like gray cabinets, which is okay. But honestly, the one that is catching my eye the most looks subterranean.
The one that I wanted. Look at us being a good team.
Look at us having similar ideas for what we want this project to be. It's got this kind of rough brick thing going on, which I am here for. But it just looks dirty. Like the walls themselves look like they were just hewn from dirt somehow. But at the same time, the actual cleaning of the cooking space is clean, which is nice. And there's like a little plant garden right next to it. Individual potted plants.
It kind of says
spices.
It kind of says I used to be a bar, but I ripped one wall from the bar and added it to my kitchen.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of history, a little bit of, you know, who knows, backstory. Some efficient plants, you know, very neurodivergent of them. I have the plants I would need to cook.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I think that aligns with Unhinged.
Well, there we go. That's the one then. Ah, now we have to figure out where will you sleep? Well, right out of the chute, I haven't even scrolled through all of them, but there is this one space that is the darkest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, yes, small, yes. Dark, darkness and smallness and quiet. That, like, all of these other rooms, again, a lot of beige, a lot of white, a lot of gray. I like some of them. Not all of them. Actually, very few of them, come to think of it. I was like, I like them. No, I don't. Just kidding. I only like this. There's one specific one. There's two of them that have like a dark wall and the bed kind of looks like it might be comfy, but this one has like fur, and that would get everywhere. And I just don't like, you know, I personally am just automatically drawn to this random little photo by JP Valerie on Unsplash. Thank you for that.
I agree. I think the very last one looks like a shoe in a way I don't appreciate. It looks like the design of a shoe. It's like orange and blue and white.
Yeah. Agreed.
And strange.
It is. It is very shoe-like.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not particularly athletic people these days, so I don't think Unhinged can be like that. But yeah, I agree with you. I also like that it's completely obscured. It's if you're not on YouTube, it's like you see half of one pillow and just like a lamp and a black wall. so like anything could be lurking behind the rest of that photo, which is very Unhinged.
Yes.
You don't know what we're going to do next. Oh. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes, and we don't either.
No.
Because it's a very last minute project every day. So I think that matches up.
Oh, man. All right. It says, can't forget the bathroom. That's not even a question. It just says, can't forget the bathroom. I mean, agreed. You need that. Oh, right out of the chute. Look, so there are two of these that I think are quite unhinged. I gotta say, again, lots of white, lots of beige, which that's just, I think, a part of life, unfortunately. Actually, no, I take it back. There are three that are very unhinged to me. One is just it's a brick tub covered, like, surrounded by plants. And it looks like the ceiling is a triangle.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a sloped A-frame kind of thing. That one feels very unhinged. But then also, there's this weird, like, copper bathtub next to, again, it looks subterranean, stone wall. But the one that really gets me is right next to it. It is a tub surrounded by blinds, like the straight up and down blinds, the kind that you would, like, close for a window, because there is a window there. But it's surrounded by blinds. And then there is a
plastic panel version.
Exactly. And then there is a photo of, I guess, a child?
Wait, there is?
Yeah, there is a photo of a creature of some sort leaning into frame and just staring at the tub. And that, I feel as though that, like, all three of those are pretty unhinged, but honestly, probably the most unhinged is that one and the plant one.
Yeah, I would agree. I agree. So we have the subterranean one and the creepy blind one. Both of those are, like, facing a window, which I think is strange to have your nakedness there for the glass and the public. So that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I think that the plant-clad A-frame-looking one is the most, like, it still looks comforting and soothing, even though it's odd.
Mm-hmm.
The blinds one, every single thing about it is just wrong. So those are the two I'm really torn between.
I feel like it's the blinds, because inevitably that child is going to be staring at people while they go pee, too. And that's the kind of nonsense that I'm here for, is just to have people be vaguely uncomfortable in your bathroom for no good reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That child's saying, hey, subscribe, hey, download. I see you. You pee in there? Listen to Unhinged.
Yeah, don't you just want to continue this vague unease and confusion and also laughter, because you know there's going to be something funny on the wall next to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the last one, I assume, is finally choose a little something extra. Home library, playroom, game room, home office, TV and video game room, laundry room, lots of natural light, or home gym. See, this is interesting that they just threw lots of natural light in there as like a room option. Like, this mm-hmm. is the natural light room. You come in here if you want to be outside, but there's pollen out there.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's the entire room version of a happy lamp. Mm. Maybe it's where you go to help depression. Now here's where we have to decide mm-hmm. how congruent we want the unhinged personality lore to be. Mm-hmm. Are we connecting it to the other quizzes? Because if so, we already have a game room.
That's true. We already have all of that. But I don't know. I feel like each quiz we should be allowed to add on.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe I agree.
All of these things, we somehow combine all of the elements and then just roll with it, you know?
Yes. Every quiz we have. Okay, so Unhinged will just be one mega beast of BuzzFeed quizzes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, cool. So we already have a game room, so we don't need to do that.
Correct. I don't know.
Laundry is, you know, I feel like Unhinged doesn't wear clothes. So it just seems...
Probably not.
Stupid. Also, we're neurodivergent. It's going to be a lot to focus on laundry anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is the dream place. We don't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
I am vaguely torn between either a library playroom where I could just put all of my weird little dolls.
Yeah.
Or just lots of natural light. Because again, I just the idea of just a room that is just light is kind of just unhinged enough to make me go,
Yeah, I would love a library, but it doesn't feel unhinged to me. It feels very put together. Yeah. So I'm going either playroom or natural light.
I'm going to say natural light room.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because
it just feels unhinged enough. Oh,
People have their multi-purpose room. We have our absolutely no-purpose room. And I think that is as unhinged as it gets.
Agreed. Fully agreed. All right. I accidentally clicked it and the results already came up, but that's okay. Drum roll anyway. What our cookie that matches our energy or matches the unhinged energy is a ginger snap.
Mm.
Oh, we have a fortune to go with it, apparently. It says, you're always looking to the future. You love to imagine how the world might look hundreds of years from now. Sometimes your daydreaming can make you seem aloof or distracted, but that couldn't be further from the truth. You have a heart of gold and you're incredibly intelligent. Wow, they are making a lot of assumptions there based on not a whole lot.
Yeah, and you know, let's see. We do look ahead. That I have to give them. We do look ahead because we, you know, hundreds of years? No. I don't think we could do a podcast every day for hundreds of years.
Oh, no.
One is probably our cap. But let's see. Couldn't be further. Wait. Your heart. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe it's super accurate because we are all over the place.
True.
We don't land on a singular topic. And even when we do... We change it in the middle, usually.
Yeah, it happens.
But we do have a heart of gold, and I do think, you know, it can be intelligent.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think that's a pretty solid assessment. Vague enough for us to fit ourselves and this project into that mold. So. So, yes, there we go. We now know what cookie matches the energy of A Year Unhinged. Thank you all so very much for consuming this media in whatever format you so choose.
Hopefully a cookie.
Yes, hopefully a cookie format. Thank you so much for... Did I already say that? I just said that. That's what I just said. I am on...
Just so thankful.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful, you guys. I just sort of autopilot sometimes, unintentionally. Please do give us a rating if you think we deserve one. And if you don't, well... we'll try better, okay? We'll do better. And be sure and come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.